What's so great about?
And welcome to What's So Great About the podcast that unabashedly loves Deadpool and Wolverine and is very thankful to all the people on the internet who told me how wrong I am. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Now, Andy, you may have picked up on that little intro there.
Yeah, who have you pissed off this week, Terry?
I mean... I don't know.
Don't you dare apologize.
No way. But
fools.
I put that in there because this week we're going to be talking about our room 101s and maybe there's a little bit of relevancy there for those of you listeners out there that missed it.
Do you know, I just woke up this morning and I seen a bunch of hate on a Instagram post that we put out of Terry slating the...
Was it that bad? Was I?
Maybe it was just the fact. Do you know what I think it was? It was the fact that, like, you know, I'm not really thinking about it. It's like the fact that I called it a review. People were like, "Oh, that's not a that's what sort of review is that?" And also, I hadn't seen it, and I was my usual sort of dismissive self.
I mean,
I think you calling him a hack was the real.
What do they care?
Point.
You know,
what the fuck do they care?
They're not Sean Levy. No, look, Sean Levy. He's made a bunch of movies.
Mm-hmm.
If I deem him to be a hack, if I look at myself, well, like, he's out there making movies, what am I doing? But...
Yeah, you're entitled to think he's whatever you think.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
My opinion. And I want to say this. It's okay to like a movie, all right? If you like Deadpool and Wolverine, hey, my hat's off to you, okay? We're on different wavelengths, but...
Everyone in work was saying today, they're like...
They loved it?
I was like, oh, I've seen Deadpool. Everyone's like, oh, so good. And I just turned back in. I haven't even seen it, like, but I feel like I'm committed to the other side.
Now you can.
I mean, I would hate it. I know I would hate it.
It's weird.
They're like, oh, the start is so funny. Like, literally, the bit that you were giving out about. I was like, I would also be just as pessimistic about
it. I don't understand it, though, because, like, is it a joke?
It's
not a joke. What's the setup? What's the punchline?
The joke is, like, he's so nonchalant about fighting that he has the time.
But why buy?
Because it's a hit. Sort of.
Is it? 20 years ago.
Yeah, but probably the moviegoers are of our age.
Yeah, but I don't understand. That's
our demographic, like.
One of the comments was like, yeah, it's funny because it's a joke and it's funny. And I was like, okay.
That's the criteria.
I mean, that's it.
If it's a joke, it's funny.
Yeah, if you like it, hey.
Do you know what?
But it's okay for me not to like it.
Do you know what? Hey, you got some support from people, people we know.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I'm looking for engagement so much. And I'm like, 27 comments. I've never had it where a post has had more comments than likes.
And they're all like, a hack, calling someone else a hack because they're successful. I'm like, you know what? You got me. Like,
do you know what? Fuck them.
No. They're entitled to their opinion. Just as
they don't listen to the show.
Yeah, well, maybe they don't. Maybe they should. How about that?
Don't want them.
I definitely want them. Like, you know, come listen.
You want people like that.
You know, if you like what we have to say, great. If you don't like it,
fuck off.
You're entitled to express your opinion.
Yeah.
It was just funny that I was like, because I woke up and there was a bunch, and I was like, I went to check them. Because there was a few last night when I went to bed. I was like,
was there?
Yeah, a couple. Like, I was like, oh, that's funny. You know, it was like, worst review ever. Or, this is stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I just happened to, I didn't even mean to go on to the podcast account. I just opened up my Instagram. I was literally lying in bed trying to wake myself up. Terrible thing to do, to just go straight on your phone. So it was literally the first thing I saw when I woke up today. And I had to get in. I was deliberately getting up really early to record a YouTube video. So that's swimming around in my head. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to delete.
That's enough internet for today already.
Because I just thought, like, well, it's not going to get any better.
Worse before it gets better.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what? And you know what? The clip was kind of shite anyway because it was such low quality.
It was very grainy.
We don't need that.
It was late.
I don't need that shit.
Low energy.
Oh,
isn't there a difference in us today, folks?
It was funny. Yeah.
Very funny.
Are you happy to be back in stewed?
Oh, man. I am delighted. Even though it was an arduous quest to get here today. But, you know. Let's not talk about that.
I like the t-shirt. But are you wearing the t-shirt in reference to Marvel?
It references Marvel.
And the fact that Martin Scorsese dissed Marvel.
We are the same, me and Martin, right now, okay? We're on the same side of the battle lines.
That's right.
Yeah. You might say we're comrades. Cohorts. Co-workers.
Peers.
Peers.
Peers. Something I would not say.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Because actually that kind of leads me into something I was going to ask you. So, you're going to be housebound for 1 month, okay?
Okay. What are you going to...
I'm going
me?
To personally
are you
see
threatening
to it.
Me?
So you can only choose... Okay, it's a movie question.
Oh.
All right?
Ooh.
Three different things. You can choose one director's complete works,
mm-hmm.
one film trilogy,
mm-hmm.
and one film franchise.
Okay.
So, director's complete works. What are we, PTA?
No, how long am I there for? A month?
A month. Housebound for 1 month. So you get all these watched within day two anyway.
Yeah.
But
is that all I can watch?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, at least you could possibly have 20 to 40 movies to watch.
Yeah, no, I just mean that's all I can
watch. Yeah, that's it. That's literally, and that's literally all you can do.
Spielberg.
Yeah, you know I was going to say Spielberg
myself. You got like 45, 50, like, and it's...
Classics.
I mean, I could watch Jaws one day. I could watch Jaws with breakfast. Jurassic Park with lunch. And Schindler's List at bedtime. And then have a nice cry and go to sleep.
Okay, so trilogy.
Trilogy is tough. Let me do franchise first.
Okay.
Franchise is Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I would say the same. Yeah,
Mission Impossible.
And you know what? I was going to say Spielberg too.
Yeah?
So that's two for two. Yeah? Who would have thought?
Trilogy.
I know what you're going to say. Just say it.
What?
Back to the Future.
I mean, it's up there. See, the thing is, I get another trilogy with Spielberg. I get all the Indiana Jones with Spielberg.
Yeah, so you've got that banked.
Yeah, and I got a duology with Jurassic Park 1 and 2.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So then I think my trilogy... maybe the Bourne trilogy.
I was going to fucking say Bourne. Bourne was my answer too. Derry, we're actually in sync here.
How interesting. Yeah.
I guess it's bye, bye, bye for our difference of opinions on movies. Because we're in sync.
Terrible.
That's pretty good. Off the cuff.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, they're my answers too.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So that's that.
How have you been?
I've been well.
It's mad that it's been... like 2 weeks?
Since maybe less. Studio? A bit more.
No, but 2 weeks since we've seen each other in the flesh. I saw you, I guess, when I was around an arc load dropping off
lawnmowers
and stuff like that.
Yeah. I've been good. I've...
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I actually tell a lie.
Come on.
So I was in Arklow the other week. You know, I'm out driving.
Yeah.
And I was pulling out of Bridgewater. We went to Aldi to get a few bits, and then I was bringing my little girl, Bonnie. She's doing swimming classes this week in Coral Leisure Centre.
She only does swimming classes in Coral.
Yeah, it's great.
Thursdays?
It's all week this week for her. Yeah. It's like a little swimming camp.
Nice.
And I was just pulling out at the roundabout, and it was like, okay, so this next person is not indicating, so that's grand. And then I was like, so just the next car, that's not indicating either. So once they go, I can go. And then the next car flicked its indicator on really late and then took a sharp turn and went up onto the roundabout and sped off. And it kind of caused me to conk out my car. And guess who was driving that car, dear listener?
No.
It was one Andrew Cantwell. And I was like, ugh. And my car conked out. I was like, back into gear. And then I was like, you went up onto...
I do, because they're fucking relentless there. They'll park right in your way. They're supposed to give you the clearance if they, you know, like when you're going around the roundabout.
Nobody parked, my friend.
No, but I mean, they stop if there's too much traffic. They're supposed to give you a bit of room. So if you're trying to get out, that you can get out. And the inconsiderate fucks just say, no, I'm next. And they go right behind the next car, leaving you just stuck there. With your dick in your hand.
Yeah.
So I do go up on the
I was like, look at this maniac.
That's so funny that you can't.
Because it was like when we were leaving, it was like the directions told me to go left when you come out of Aldi, when you come out of Bridgewater. And yeah. I was like, go left and go around the back. I was like, oh, how interesting. And it's like, take the next right. I was like, there's no road here. What are they talking about? Fucking phone. It's like there's a road closed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
would bring me around the back. So then I had to come back around, and that's when I saw you.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Is it?
I have a big, big pet peeve of mine at that Aldi, and that is when you're coming out from Aldi to go back,
left or right.
So you're coming out of Aldi, Bridgewater's on your right.
You're going left to get out to civilization.
Well, I'm turning right to get into civilization because the road is blocked on the left. You learned that. You learned that the hard way, Paul.
No, hold on.
Maybe you're talking about something else. But
no, you're saying after you come out of Aldi and you take the left. It's a left and a right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And I'm turning right to go back to my place. And nobody, and of the cars coming that way, no one indicates to let you know that it's okay to pull out. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I make a specific point of indicating very early at that thing. Because it's like, and like, oh, and like I'm always like this at the other cars, like, where's the indicator?
Is that what that was? That indicator?
Well, I do one hand.
That's give her the mouth.
That's yeah, like the little.
That's what the flashing
indicator.
I don't
actually do that, but that would imply indicator. Yeah,
that's what's the indicator.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, or if you didn't put your it's left, like,
that's mouth.
Yeah, you're also a fucking mouth probably as well. You know, but I've been good. I was around Arklow. I didn't go anywhere for the 2 weeks. And you know what? I thought I would go stir crazy a little bit because normally by Sunday evening on the weekends, yeah. I'm like, all right.
Time to get back.
Getting back to work. but it was lovely. And we went, me and Joni went up to my dad's there on Friday in the sprawling Mount Juliet estate.
How's my pal Chubby?
Great. Didn't actually go on him this time. That's a horse, by the way. and Tony was there with his kids and, you know, she went swimming and it was a lovely big family sort of vibe. But that was kind of the highlight, to be honest. I just enjoyed. I got a PS5, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing a lot of Spider-Man 1. Well, actually, I haven't. Joni has, but
I got Spider-Man 1 on PS4.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. I kind of got a bit repetitive and then I stopped playing it. And then I'm like,
excuse me. But you know what I discovered? This is a dream, Terry. So I realized that now, I mean, I'm sure you could do this all along, but I have the Sky Go app on the PS5, meaning that I can log into Andy's account, which he's aware of, and watch football on
the
TV.
Big screen, yeah.
Yeah, but the problem, yeah, see, the difference in my previous setup is that I would have to connect a laptop via HDMI cable. And when the ball has been shot fast, it's a little bit kind of glitchy. Do you know what I mean? Whereas this was like, oh my God, this is crystal clear HD football on the big TV in the sitting room. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I have it. So that's been
Are you ready for the football?
I'm fucking so ready. Seems like it's been, even though there's been a World Cup in between, it seems like it's been the... Oh, yeah, sorry. Euros. There's been an international competition.
In fairness, we've had a World Cup and Euros in a calendar year.
What?
What?
Sorry? A World Cup...
Oh, it was the year before, wasn't it? Time is a flat circle.
Well, yes.
It was Qatar.
Qatar? That was only a couple of years ago.
No, it wasn't a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Was it?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, when the World Cup started.
No, but it was delayed because it was winter. So it was in technically...
I can't remember. Maybe honestly,
start of 23.
Why am I even questioning your memory? Like, I don't fucking
mine's
know.
Fucked as well.
But yeah, so I am so months. Ready. I don't give a shit that Zubi Mendy's not coming to Liverpool.
Zubi Doo.
Didn't want him anyway.
See, the problem your man had with picking the Scooby Doo song was it was a bad choice of song.
Of course.
You should have sang Zubi Zubi Doo.
Exchanging glances.
Yeah, well, that's my joke. It's my joke.
It's not my bet.
You know, but you know, you know, Zubi Sue.
No.
Zubi Zubi Zoo. Zubi Zubi Zoo.
I don't know this.
You don't know that song?
Oh, I thought you were doing Strangers in the Night.
No, I'll play it.
I mean, that's better. Yeah, I mean, admit.
I'll play it for you on the way home.
No, that's fine.
It's nice. It's fine. Nice song. No. Do do do
do do do. Well.
I tell you, what a highway robbery that game on Saturday was, huh?
Do you know what? I only seen the highlights. I just seen fucking Onana being an absolute clown again.
We John though, he saved the first penalty, man. It's one game.
You didn't see that.
Did you not know?
What's your prediction though? What's your prediction for?
Hey, we should actually put our predictions in now.
Okay.
So like, I've got a half point for Trump.
Okay.
For my prediction of him being murdered, that didn't come true. But
yeah, well, you never know.
I predicted Kamala will win.
Kamala, yeah.
It's not that though. You always sound like Trump when you say it, and apparently that's not it.
Kamala Harris.
No, Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Camelot. Okay.
So I predicted she's going to win. I predicted Gladiator 2 is going to win. You got to get your game on with your predictions.
A lot of people really disagree with you over the Gladiator trailer as well.
Gladiator 2 is going to win Best Picture, is my prediction.
That was, Okay.
Well, I didn't like Gladiator. They didn't like the Gladiator 2 trailer.
Wasn't there something, one or two comments like, oh, I hated that trailer or something?
For the same guys. Stop trolling me, all right?
I was thinking when I deleted that post earlier, I was like, should I consult with Terry about this? I was like,
I just texted you like, boy, people love those Marvel movies, huh?
Okay, so your prediction for the season, who's your champions?
Ooh, okay. City?
Yeah.
I mean, it's depressing.
Liverpool FC.
Okay.
That's what I said. That's what I said on today's video, and I'm sticking by it. It's going to be, well, this is unprecedented, you know, or whoever.
Is that Carragher?
Yeah, something like that. Here's
a problem I have with him.
I figured you'd actually really like Carragher, because he's got very good ball knowledge, as the kids say.
But he kind of falls into that lazy, like, cliche. Like,
do you think?
Him and Scholes were on the fan debate thing. Did you see that?
No.
And it was like,
Scholes put me off it.
Delict. And it was like, it's like he went to Juventus. They sold him. It's like, they sold him because they had a huge COVID loss and they had to get him off.
Yeah, they had to.
Had to get him off. Sold him to Bayern Munich for like 65 million. Yeah, it's not like they sold him for 20 quid.
Yeah, because they were stuck. Like,
and then he was like, and then he's at Bayern and he's not getting in the team alongside, because Eric Dier is like, Eric Dier played 15 games since he moved there. 14 of them were played with
Wrong.
De Ligt. You know,
Wrong.
Like, yeah, you know. It's just, it's like Graeme Sinatra's like, you know, he's a bit lightweight. And then, like, all the things you show of him, like, barreling through defenders or whatever. I'm like, just do your job. Do a little bit of research.
Is he, like, is he joining United?
He's joined.
Joined, yeah.
Joined him and Marazzi.
Hey,
as well.
To a lesser extent.
I mean, we need fullbacks.
So what's your prediction then? Where do you think you guys will come? Top four?
Top four, I think.
Yeah?
I think top four. I think last year was a freak. Like, for United, like,
like, bad because of all the injuries?
Yeah, like, it was insane how bad. I keep saying the word bad, but like,
that's the only word.
If you look at it, like, our best player, or our player that's most crucial to how we play, played like two games for us in Martinez.
Yeah,
you know, he was gone. That playing out from the back, really, a lot of it comes through him. And the other one that it comes through is Shaw, who was also gone for most of the season. Like, Casemiro played
I was worried about you at the start of last year.
I think this is the year you need to be worried about us.
Okay.
I think
we'll come back to this.
Yeah. How about this? We make a prediction. You think Liverpool are going to finish ahead of United?
Yeah, 100%.
I think we'll finish ahead of you guys. How about that?
Care to make it interesting?
Okay.
Tenor? I mean, I say interesting.
About this? A case of Coke Zero.
Ooh.
18 cans.
18 cans.
That's like a tenor, right?
Okay. A tenor's worth of soft drink of their choice.
Sure.
Because I'd be more inclined to get 2 4-packs of this beloved Pipeline Punch, which is only 4 quid in Dunn's, by the way. It's a steal.
And you were giving out to me for plugging Now TV.
I tell you, at Dunn's stores, well, you get four of these for four, and they cost $3.30 in some places per can. You get four.
That's
for
pretty
four.
Good. Now, I'm of the, you know, I'm a big Lucozadesman. Mm-hmm. I am of the opinion that one should not pay more than €1 per soft drink in a multi-pack.
Oh, right.
So, like, I won't pay 6 for a 6-pack. I'll pay five for a six pack because it's like 90 cents from a thing. So I'll pay $5.90.
Okay.
Same with these. These babies.
I've kind of gone off Cokes, to be honest. I don't know why.
I love an old Coke. They didn't have cans of Lucozade. I love a can of Lucozade.
Yeah, can of anything is better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, so loser buys the other person.
I tell you what, why don't we make it €12? So if you win, I get you three of them.
Brilliant. Yeah. I'll be bouncing off the walls. Yeah, I'm just happy. I'm just happy that it's back. I just want
Fantasy League as well is gonna be back.
Yeah, we're doing that tomorrow.
I think so, yeah.
The draft.
Mm-hmm.
Note to self. No Spurs players are going near my team. I don't care about Solanke. No, I don't care.
What's the world come to? And they're like, what a signing. It's like $65 million for Dominic Solanke.
And he was like the joke. He was like the joke signing. Like, he went to Liverpool, fucking Bournemouth and didn't score for like 2 years or something.
Liverpool got $20 million for him. Like, I can't believe how much money they got from like.
He literally has had one good like half a season.
Yeah, I mean, he's decent. He's a decent centre. It just shows you the dearth of centre forwards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I made my fantasy football team, just my generic team today, and I don't have a lot of big strikers because it's like Haaland's now $15 million. So
how much do you get? 100?
You get 100. But if you don't pick Haaland, you actually can make a team fairly easier this year.
Is Salah as like a forward, is he? Or is he a midfielder?
He's a midfielder, and Jota's a midfielder too.
That's good because... Yeah. He's going to play centre forward a lot, yeah. I think, this year.
I think he'll be, if he stays fit, he'll be our centre forward. As much as I would love for Nunes to have that role, but realistically, Jota's...
Better.
Yeah.
Because half as much and is twice as good.
Yeah.
Like, it's never going to happen for Nunes.
Oh, it will.
It won't.
It will.
It won't.
I have such confidence that it will happen for him. And Ernest is the man to do it.
I saw a video. Oh, here we go. Like, Arne Slot.
Yeah, what about, that's his name.
Yeah, like you'd never seen him do anything
before.
He's
the man to do it. I've done my research now.
Have you?
Yeah, I mean, armchair research, but it still counts.
Does it? Does it?
Sure.
Yeah. I finished watching Horizon.
What's that?
The American Saga Part 1.
No, the title. Just pick one, like.
Horizon, an American Saga Part 1.
An American Saga. Does that put you off right away?
No, man.
Something double dot. An American Saga - Part 1.
I mean,
vomit.
My next 3 hour Costner.
Next 3 hour is
JFK. That's my next one. But I'll tell you something, Andy.
Yeah.
It's weird, the movie, in that it kind of, it's like he's making TV for the big screen. In that,
right,
it's kind of like 3 1-hour vignettes almost,
right? Right,
and they kind of sometimes they overlap, but generally, like Kevin Costner comes into the movie at an hour,
yeah,
he kind of goes out of the movie at like an hour 50,
right?
Comes back a couple of times,
so he's in episode 2 of the movie,
pretty much. And then right. Luke Wilson,
what?
Yeah,
I'm having a Greek time,
he is having a Greek time in it. He's in, and he looks fucking great. He's in like the last hour as like a cattle ranger.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's like, you know, a cowhand that has to keep everybody in line. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
But you're about to be in dead place.
But the thing with Costner is they do this part. His thing in the movie is he's like a man with a troubled past. That, you know, I'm just here to make some money and keep my head down, you know. And then he finds a hooker with a heart of gold, you know, and at one point there's...
People were really happy that you were getting on board with Costner Westerns.
These are the nice internet people.
Yeah, our fans.
Yeah, as opposed to...
I mean, I'd say fans. Our listeners. Yeah, let's keep it humble.
Let's keep it respectful. But there's a bit in the movie where it's literally Kevin Costner walking up a hill and there's some bad guy that's been in the movie that... He's kind of sniffing around him and goading him. And they're walking up a hill talking. But as it's happening, you're like, oh, well, this is going to end in the shootout.
Yeah.
And you're riveted because you're like, this guy is bad. We've already seen him bad. He's a bit of a fuck up, but he's dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And you haven't seen Costner do his thing yet.
And so what's he all about?
Well, he's also a bad man, it seems like, you know, from a past life that, you know.
Troubled past.
He does things. And it's just, I remember being like, kind of the same way with Open Range, where it's like just two people talking.
This is a different movie.
This is Horizon, and Open Range was the other one I was telling you about.
Is that part one?
No, that was 2003. It was Open Range.
But when you said Journey,
Horizon, and American Saga, part one.
Yeah.
Part two is premiering at the Venice Film Festival.
And when was part one made?
This year. It's his new movie. It's the one he self-funded.
Like, for sake.
$39 million. Leave him alone, all right?
You know what?
We need more Kevin Costner.
Do we, though?
Yeah.
Do we need him?
We need more weird, egomaniac, auteurish movie
stars.
I like
the fact that he's doing his own thing.
That's it.
I'll say that.
You know.
But I mean, it just sounds so long and boring.
But it's not. It's not.
If you don't love cinema, would you find it boring?
I don't know.
The average punter, would you recommend this to anybody?
Yeah, I would.
Who would you recommend?
It could be like half an hour shorter. I will give you that. Right? I will give you that.
Wasn't expecting that.
Because the end of the movie, the last 10 minutes of the movie, after like there's a battle with like these guys are like scalping Indians and stuff,
mm-hmm.
It kind of, music just kind of starts playing over and it becomes like a montage.
Hmm.
But it's like a montage of what's coming in the next part of the movie. So it's it's jumping around all the characters because there's a lot of characters in it. Jumping around all the characters, and then all of a sudden, like Kevin Costner's on a horse, shooting at somebody. It's like, oh, that's coming next time. I mean, like it might as well have said like next time on Horizon. Yeah.
Well, at least he's doing something.
But like the last 10 minutes of it. Like you didn't really need that, and you probably could have trimmed the fat. At least he's doing something. Yeah,
he's doing something.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know what I mean?
I think I will try and get to see the second one in the cinema.
Ooh.
It's only 2 hours 45.
Zips, I bet.
Yeah. Hey. I dug it, man, I gotta say.
So, well, before we move on.
Are you gonna put westerns in your room 101?
No, but I was gonna segue nicely into room 101. But what would you give this movie?
Horizon?
Yeah.
I think I gave it 4 stars on Letterboxd.
Okay.
It's a 4-star movie. It's the good. There's a lot of good in it. There's a lot of good stuff in it. You get some.
Look at this shit.
What's that? Bites? Jeez, they're bad. Mosquito bites. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
You got the good blood, I guess.
I got the goods. Fucking hungry ass. Anyway.
It's a good movie. And I recommend. It's on VOD or whatever. You got one of those boxes.
Uh-huh.
I watched it over a couple of nights.
That's the reality of watching movies now.
Yeah, I mean, I stupidly put it on at like 11 o'clock one night because I wanted to check it out and I just finished football and I knew I'd be awake for like another hour.
Yeah.
So I stuck it on and I really enjoyed it and I was like, okay, and I'm going to enjoy coming back to watch this. And I did.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it, Terry. That's all I can say. I don't have anything to add to that, but.
Okay.
Let me get on to room 101 though, Terry.
Room 101.
So these are, I mean, this is,
how does this work?
So if you're not familiar with the concept of Room 101 to those listening, it's basically you have to make a case for putting something in Room 101. It could be anything. Room 101 is basically erases it from
existence?
The world. Existence. But you have to make a case as to why. And I have to decide, or in my case, you have to decide if it's a valid enough reason that you say, yes, I will accept and put this in Room 101.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of gripes we probably talk about regularly, but I'm going to go first.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Of course.
It's a nice segue. And I'm going to say, now, I have a bunch, so I don't know how many you've got.
I got three.
I think three is what it's supposed to be.
Isn't they used to do three on the Nick Hancock show?
I'm going to say, you're never going to put this in, though.
If you make a case.
Movies over 2 hours 20.
Already it's a no.
Okay, well, I'll move on to the next one.
I'll tell you why. Because it's not, there's no valid argument in my opinion for it.
Okay, I'm actually going to go ahead with this.
Yeah, it's going to be a no, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
It's not nothing personal. If anybody suggested this.
No, that's fine, yeah. I know. I am sick of it, frankly.
Okay.
Normalize bringing back 90-minute movies. They are absolutely nowhere to be found. Comedies are gone. Rock bands are gone. 90-minute movies are gone. And I'm sick of it. I am sick of not being able to watch a movie in one sitting. Thinking of people with families, like, I have a family. I am absolutely fed to death up with it.
That was a cogent sentence.
I know. I've had it with them. And I think they have
but
no
you
business.
You don't have to watch them.
I do.
Except when I pick them, you know.
I would, Terry.
In your free time, you don't have to watch them.
In my free time, I will not touch a movie because of this podcast. Okay? I don't think I would watch a movie if you didn't make me watch it. Because I've had it with them. You know what I mean? They're just too long. They're too long. Okay?
So, Goodfellas.
Except, obviously, Goodfellas. And a couple of exceptions.
You're saying movies over 220.
Scorsese can do it. No one else can do it.
You're negating your own argument. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
Absolutely nobody else can give me a movie over 2 hours and 20 minutes that isn't Martin Scorsese that will make
Spielberg?
Me think. What one has he got over 2 hours 20?
Catch Me If You Can.
Okay, DiCaprio movies as well.
Okay, man.
You get my point.
It's a no. I'm
okay,
afraid.
Fine.
Okay.
All right, fine. What's yours?
My first one is Internet Tribalism.
Ooh, okay.
You know?
Do dish.
So there's a particular thing that I see online, and yesterday's perfect example of it, of you can't say this about my thing online. It is too important to me and it upsets me and I'm really angry and therefore you're wrong and I hate you. Fuck you. Right?
As opposed to just scrolling past.
Exactly. Exactly. As opposed to being a normal person and just being like, yeah, you know what?
Don't agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So
fuck
whether
you
it comes...
And fuck your mother.
Particularly with Marvel stuff, right? Mm. Particularly with that... And particularly with wrestling and football.
Oh, yeah. Football is...
Like,
my
it,
God.
It is exhausting.
There's been so much... Even today,
did
Liverpool fans...
Did you see the guys going crazy for the like the Middle Eastern guys?
Oh,
you have made an enemy in me.
I didn't even click on it, but I've seen it pop up a few times. But like even today, just the whole thing of Zubimendi not joining Liverpool, there's a divide already between Liverpool fans who are pissed off about it and pissed off that the other half of Liverpool fans are not pissed off about it. And then there's the other side who are just like, fair enough, it's not happening. Like, you know what I mean? But like it's very toxic.
I can find myself like CM Punk is a perfect example for me of like a trigger of like for internet wrestling culture or whatever.
If someone's praising him or not praising him.
Praising him and I'm like, this guy's a phony and they're like...
Interesting. I'm glad you're on this like now because you were previously very like, he's good. Like,
that's the thing. And then I was blinded. But I remember when I was like you, I was like, this guy is an arsehole. And then it was like, I missed him for so long and he came back to AEW and I was like, holy shit, like he's actually back being his authentic self.
Yeah.
And then he realized like, he's just a grifter.
His authentic self is a
he's just a carny, like he's, you know, because now he's back in WWE. Like he's like, I don't know if you saw one of the videos where he's like talking about how the merger of WWE and TKO really brings wrestling back to its roots. It's grassroots. It's like, yeah, two giant conglomerations.
Corporate shill.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that kind
yes,
of stuff.
That's right. With WWE and TKO, you get the best of both worlds.
It's like, never mind the territories or whatever what it was, independence, the stuff that he actually grew up on and stuff. He's like, no, he just has no scruples. And you're like, oh, that's who he is. But if anybody talks shit about him, then there's the other half of the internet that goes crazy and being like, you can't talk about him. And the same way, but like,
it's performative nonsense.
It's performative outrage.
Yeah.
But it's like the whole thing with Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm wearing this Marvel Studios that says Martin Scorsese instead.
A delightful little
reference. It was like, they're like, this guy's shite, like unbelievably bad movies. Who even watches his films? It's like,
everybody.
All he said was like superhero movies are like a roller coaster ride. They're not real art. And like people were fucking up in arms. But one of our greatest living filmmakers, you know, he's not gonna be alive much longer.
Living or dead.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, he's right in what he's saying, and you you can't just like let him have his opinion.
Yeah.
It has to be pitchforks out, it has to be. And it was the same way with the fucking Snyder Bros, with, you know, he didn't get to make his movie, his Justice League movies. They fucking whined and petitioned, and then Warner Brothers gave him money to make the Snyder.
Do you think
verse or whatever? Like,
do you think is it just Twitter though? Because like I frequent the other apps, right? And generally, I mean, last night aside, Instagram is usually the nicest. Usually, TikTok I find is.
Brutal.
Fucking brutal with the comment.
Different generation, though.
But it's not. It's weird with TikTok. It's like every video seems to have the same tone in the comments. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
It's like the same sort of. I feel like it's the same people.
Gen Z.
Commenting. Maybe it's just a Gen Z thing. But even TikTok is like aged up quite a lot. You know, like in that, like people of all ages use it now. Mm. But I feel like. There's a certain tone to a TikTok comment and a certain tone to an Instagram comment and a certain tone to a Twitter comment. And the Twitter comment is always like, hey, look how right I am. You know, whereas TikTok, they'll just fucking... I see some comments TikTok are like, fucking hell, like, chill,
give
relax.
Him a break,
like. Yeah, it's like, you know, like, TikTok's more like tough watch. That was horrible. not funny or, you know, something like that. Not to my stuff, obviously. It's funny, the difference in my first TikTok account versus my second TikTok account is stark.
Why?
Whereas the first one was like, oh, these are so funny. And then, like, the second batch is like, fuck off and die. You know, I mean, it's not like that. But that's the vibe.
It's
like,
his material.
Yeah. But the thing about TikTok, and I know we're kind of going off a little bit. The thing about TikTok is like,
it's all part of it. Like.
The TikTok comment is in its own little bubble of that video. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'll never know what I say on a video that shows up on my timeline. Mm. You know what I mean? Whereas the thing with Twitter, maybe that's why they got rid of the likes and stuff, is like, other people will see this, so I have to say my thing here. You know what I mean? Whereas like Instagram and TikTok are quite contained. You know what I mean? Anyway, I will put it in room 101, Terry, because I agree with you.
Internet tribalism is
gone.
Ka-chunk.
Locked in. Okay, my next one. Coughing.
Okay.
Just now, this is very illogical, okay? But everybody is coughing all of the time. And I can't take it anymore. Literally, everyone is coughing all the time. And just fucking get healthier. And this comes from me, the fat man's telling, he's going to tell them what's healthy. This is so irrational, but just, I'm sitting in the office, I'm out and about. I remember even when I would be sort of, if I have to get the bus or train or whatever, just anywhere you are, there's just, you will not go 30 seconds without hearing someone cough, sneeze, sniff. Like, it's just fucking constant. And it's very, you know, like, they can't help it, you know?
Do you think it's post-COVID or pre-COVID?
I don't know, but I definitely notice people cough a lot more. Maybe I'm noticing it more, but people cough a lot more than they used to.
Just because when during pandemic and somebody coughed, you're like, huh?
Maybe.
He's
but
gone.
No, even before, I remember specifically being very annoyed. This, actually, pre-COVID, I do remember, like 2018, 2019. So fucking stupid. But like, it just really annoyed. I'm so irrationally annoyed when someone coughs. And they do it all the time. Kerry coughs all the time. Joni coughs all the time. After she eats, Joni has one cough every 10 seconds for about half an hour. Kerry coughs all the time, right in the middle of my fucking punchlines. I think that's what pisses me off so much. And then I'll have to repeat it. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
You know, it's gone.
And then just at work, just I'm surrounded by people having to get up. They're coughing so much they have to get up and go into the kitchen or go into the bathroom.
I hate when that happens.
Blowing their nose like around you, and I'm just like, fucking get healthier.
It hasn't happened to me in a while, but I had that where it was like, again, back in the office post COVID and like tickle in the throat. You know, you've done the test, you're negative.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, I have to go to the bathroom because I can't stop coughing. Mm. You know, and you're like sitting in there and be like coughing in the bathroom, and then it's like the tickle is gone. You're like, okay, Grant, I have to go get a lozenge or something like yeah. that. Like, you know.
But, and like, to be fair, they're probably just as equally been like, oh, I'm so self-conscious about all this coughing. I know Andy hates coughing. People do that now in the office where it's like, sorry, Andy. Like, it's fine, it's fine. I think it's because I made that sketch about in the office of people yeah. coughing and they're all like, that's us, yeah. you know. So what do you think?
I'll put it in. I don't like coughing.
Good in, Terry.
It's very annoying.
Thank you.
I went to the cinema to see Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery.
Mm-hmm. It's always got a fucking little
That's Netflix, don't they? That's Netflix. They put that in.
Okay.
It was just going to be called Glass Onion. But literally there's a guy there who was like for the whole thing. And again, like over punchlines in the movie. And like was there with my dad, and my dad was throwing the like,
God, I'd be absolutely livid.
I felt like being like, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, so I get you. Yeah, I'll put it in. Okay.
Okay.
My second one is, and it's movie related mostly.
Of course.
It is to do with trailers or opening songs or that are like, good example is Black Widow. And they did Smells Like Teen Spirit, but like a slowed down, moody girl singing it. Oh, and yeah. like, I hate that shit.
Now, what is it that you hate? This, so just so I can confirm it for my files.
So it's like,
it's the slowing down of popular songs.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, this haunted version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. I'm like, no.
I did think that with the slowed down version of Live Forever on the latest Rick and Morty series.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
is it Oasis?
No, it was some girls.
No, but it's the Oasis song.
Yeah, but doing
yeah,
that.
Hook off, like
I didn't
if
like
you
it.
If you can't use the original song,
yeah,
if you can't find a place for the original song, don't give me the moody girl pop girl version of it.
Yeah,
because I hate it. And like,
because I hate it.
But it's crap. It's they're never good.
No.
Like,
I mean, is there anyone that's ever been good?
There's one I like. It's by Cat Power. And it's not been used in a movie. I don't really know it either, but it comes up on my Spotify quite a bit. It's Sea of Love.
Oh yeah, you know that song?
Do you remember? Yeah. But it's like, come with me. And it's like she's playing like a ukulele or something like that. I'm like, yeah, that's kinda nice.
Yeah,
that's the one that I will allow. The rest of them go in there because it's just infuriating. Every time I see a trailer and it's like, you know, star shining right above, and you're like,
boom,
yeah, like, and it's like, dream a little dream of me, and it's like, and it, yeah, you know, like something like that. You're like, I would much rather. Do you remember the trailer for 10 Cloverfield Lane?
No.
Where it was like the pop song. What the fuck is the pop song? But it like, it plays the pop song in its entirety, and then when shit gets weird, it like as if like the record is like melting, and it kicks into like a score. I'm like,
that. Oh yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know,
maybe they just can't afford the original.
They can afford, you know, they can afford to put Ryan Reynolds in their movie. They can afford to pay a residual. That's right. I'm coming after
and
him again.
And you know what? I seen a thing on Ryan Reynolds only yesterday. I was going to share it with
drama.
You. I was like, I don't want to start him off.
A little bit of drama.
Well, it was about him and
his wife.
Know, no, it was like him growing up and like how his dad was tough. And it's like, I always like to use humor to diffuse the situation and blah, 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 blah. I was like, ah. Like, he's just, it's a coping mechanism.
No, it's a coping mechanism.
Well, that's how he started.
He has everything you could ever want.
Yeah, but.
Well, here's the other thing. So, you know, his wife, Blake Lively, had a movie come out at the weekend.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is the scuttlebutt. No, it hasn't really come out. But the guy who directed it is also acting in it. And then apparently, like, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were, like, trying to take over the movie. He was, like, writing scenes for her and stuff like that. Like,
was Ryan Reynolds involved in any way in the movie?
I think he might have been a producer or something like that. But it was, like, kind of, like, him strong-arming his way in. And, like, you know, it's just, like, well, it's about right.
But is that unfounded, though? Are you just like hopping on because you are looking for more ammo against Ryan Reynolds?
I mean, I can't say that I didn't have a smile on my face when I heard it.
Rubbing your hands together like,
they got you now, motherfucker.
I seen you shared a thing, or you commented on a thing today about Mr. Beast's smile. Now, that's nothing, Terry.
He's on the spectrum.
He's really socially awkward. If anything, it makes him more endearing, if you ask me. And I see the ridiculous stuff about Mr. Beast now, where it's just like, now look, there may be more to it. I don't know.
I've seen one thing about
a leaked internal email that was just basically him taking ownership and saying, we're implementing all these new HR things. And, you know, if you need to talk to someone anonymously, you can, blah, blah, blah. I was like, great. But maybe it was a PR stunt. Maybe it was deliberately leaked, right? Definitely. Then I seen a thing of Mr. Beast is now criticized because on this portion of the video, and I remember seeing it at the time, it's like they do an ad in between, like in the middle of a video, and it has like a little progress bar at the bottom, and it was like the progress bar was like fast until it kind of got to the end,
and then it really slowed down.
I mean, like, if that's the level that you're, I mean, it's a retention strategy.
When they make the movie about how much of a monster he is, they're going to use a slowed down version of Beast of Burden.
I'll never be a beast of burden. Or they'll just do his song, Slow Down. Mr. B6000, oh, oh.
It's like New Arctic Monkey song, is it? So what do you say? Can we put them in? Slow Down songs for trailers, little pop girl. I mean, come on, nobody likes them.
Look, I'm not just saying it just because you didn't put my first one in. I don't think you're giving me enough reason other than you don't like them. You know what I mean?
But they're never good. You can't give me one example of them.
There was one I remember, wasn't there one for like Assassin's Creed back in the day that was really good?
If you're trying to pull the fucking Michael Fassbender Assassin's
Creed. No, the game, like.
Oh.
But it was something where it was like, ooh.
I mean, you got to give me the example,
man.
I can't remember
what it was. Look, I'm not going to put it in, okay?
It is because I didn't put your 2 hour 20.
It's not. It's totally nothing to do with that.
A much better argument than yours was. These are actively detrimental to making good trailers. There's nothing I love more than a good fucking trailer.
Yeah, but the problem with trailers is it gives you the whole movie.
I agree.
That's it. Now, if you put that into room 101, that the trailer gives, like, me and Kerry will be watching the trailer and be like, okay, yep, stop. Looks good. Let's not get to the end because we'll know what happens. Like, they just literally put every single bombastic bit of the movie.
If you look at the Gladiator 2 trailer,
yeah,
I think they do a good enough job of kind of, you know, a couple of fight scenes that happen. But you don't know the whole story. You kind of know Denzel is up to some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, good. As opposed to
start to finish.
Here's 3 minutes of the movie. Here's 3 minutes.
And it's like, recap. Oh, well, that's definitely the end.
Yeah.
You know, okay. My.
So it's no.
I'm gonna say no on that.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Prick.
But now I have a few other little ones, but I'm gonna go with the big guns. Wedding ceremonies. If you want to get married, and I'm not counting yours, Terry. Yours was delightful, genuinely it was. But if you want to get married,
you're going to need to refine this, I think.
Okay, wedding ceremonies outside of your county of origin.
Okay. No, already that's a no.
Now, let me plead my case. Don't give me a no straight away.
It's a no.
You gotta let me plead my case before you give me.
It's a ridiculous thing.
No, it's
church weddings, maybe.
No, the whole problem I have with them is it's a absolutely ridiculous expense, and it's like we're getting married, and like please. Just count yourself out of this when I'm talking about it.
No, I can't.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm not talking about you. But, you know, it's like, we're getting married. It's like, okay, great. Now, if you're my friend or family, you got to come all the way over here. Now, the reception's here, but the afters is in some other county. Okay. Or country.
Now, hold on. Now, you need to be explicit in what you're talking about here.
Stay over weddings.
Okay.
Okay.
But, yeah. Hold on. You're saying the reception... Are you saying...
All of it.
No, you can't say all. Yeah. Just the wedding industry in general, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
fine.
It's a no.
The wedding...
Straight away.
Plead my case before you give me away,
it's a no. It's a no.
Folks at home, I know there's people listening to this who... are on my side on this, okay? You gotta, first of all, it costs what, hundreds to even just go, let alone get the clothes for it.
Hundreds to go?
Yeah, if you're staying over, you gotta fucking pay for, you gotta put whatever, 100 quid in a card, yeah, or something like that.
100 quid in a card.
That's just expected. That's just expected.
That covers your meal, it covers 100 quid all down. Your wine that you're drinking.
Yeah, don't have it though. You know what I mean?
So, you don't have to come to the wedding.
No, I feel like you're feeling like I'm talking about your wedding specifically because you've done this, so you're defending it. I'm not.
Of course I am.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Okay,
here,
fine.
Andy.
Okay, but I just want you to know when I say this, I'm not picturing your wedding.
Fine. Okay. But I'm telling you. Okay. Even if I hadn't been married,
so you gotta give money. Give, yeah. You gotta give money in the car, right? That's just a given, right? Yeah. You gotta give money. You gotta pay. Stay over. Multiple nights, forget about it. Right, so it's like a little holiday. So that's what, 300 quid as well.
Okay.
So you're 400 quid in the hole already. It's the act of getting there. Then there's the fucking suit, dress, whatever. And then whatever you spend being there on all the drinks and stuff like that. And it's just... Maybe it's... No.
Here's a good example. We went to a wedding last year.
Yep.
You spent 60 quid on an Airbnb.
Great.
You drove there.
Yeah.
You put 100 quid in the card.
Fine.
There you go.
That's fine.
So there you go.
That's fine.
So for what it is.
No, it's fine.
And you got to spend time with two of your best pals, had a great laugh, met up with a bunch of people that you hadn't seen in ages, had some drinks, listened to some music. Well, you go home the next day.
Do you know what?
You got to be more specific. Okay. You can't say blanket wedding.
Okay, okay, fine. Because to be fair, I enjoyed your wedding. I enjoyed Newman's wedding in Malta. And I enjoyed Gary's wedding as well.
So, like, there you go. Like. But,
okay, fine. Okay, I'll re...
So I'm saying, tread carefully, counselor.
Fine, I'll re...
You open this door.
I'll rephrase it. Weddings for people who are not in my circle.
Don't go.
Oh, God, I'd love to not go. My heart sinks. When I get a wedding invitation.
You don't have to go. Nobody.
No, Joel, you know, it's even worse. You have been added to the group Barry's Stag. Like, oh, no.
So which, well, hold on. Which
all of it. All of it, Terry. Just no.
You have to be more specific.
If I get a message, I check. And it's like, you've been added to the group, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, does my heart sink. it's always wedding related anyway. So, yeah, weddings.
To know, you have to be more specific.
The expense and effort of going to weddings.
Still no, like, because you can do it.
Social butterfly.
You can do it. Like, nobody's forcing you to go to these weddings.
Yeah, they are though.
Who?
It's a verbal. It's an unspoken.
I can't
contract.
Make it. Kids are sick.
Kids are a great one. Yeah, I will say. No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Actually, especially if it's not nearby, it's like, oh, it's up in Donegal. Actually,
don't go.
Oh, I won't.
Well, there you go. I've had it with them. There's your solution.
Okay, fine. So it's a no on that one then.
Yeah, it is.
All right, fine.
It's a no. I'm sorry. If you,
what would you have said yes to?
I think you were onto something where it's wedding venue, and then another county or two away.
Is the afters.
Yeah, not even the, whatever, like the ceremony is in Meath, so you drive to Meath, and then the other one is in Carlow, you know, that, yeah. Then you might be on, you know,
should have niched it
that's
up.
That's what I said to you at the start.
Okay.
You need to refine it.
Okay.
Because I could get on board with that, because it's a three location, thing you're doing here. It's a triangle. You're going from Wicklow to Meath, down to Carlow, like, come on. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, come on.
Please.
Let's be real.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
My last one. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just waiting to hear what you're going to say.
No.
Excuse me. No, I'm just kidding.
My last one, I think, I had a couple. This is a very, I don't even know if it's going to go in. It's just something I do
Brilliant.
Not like.
That's what I was, what I want. Yeah.
Pre-packed sandwiches that always come with mayo. Every one of them comes with mayo.
Except ham and cheese.
That comes with mayo.
Does it?
Yeah. Mm. There's no butter. There's just no like, give me chicken and stuffing with butter. Give me ham and cheese with butter. You know? They all come with mayo. It's shit.
Yeah, but you're a particularly fussy eater.
Just with mayo. I'm not fussy.
You don't like ice cream either.
You like know that's not true. Actually, I saw the man. I was up in Dublin Saturday night. I saw the man who does not like ice cream in the flesh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was it again?
Gaffo, if you're listening. Yeah. It was great to see you the other night, brother.
Crazy that you don't like ice cream, though. Yeah. But,
it's too cold for him.
You know what? I'll put it in.
Really?
Even though I like mayo. Because they should. If you, it just rules out the whole market of pre-packed sandwiches.
That's for me, I'm
for
like,
someone who doesn't
I can't
mayo.
Have it.
Yeah.
I can't have it because it comes, every one of them comes
but can
with
you
mayo.
Have it, you just don't like it?
Like, I won't, if I take a bite out of it, I'll be like, spit it out straight away. Here's something for you. Actually.
Go on. Try another one.
See this goes on the conveyor belt. We had friends down to the house.
Yeah.
And one of them brought sweets for the kids.
Yeah.
Packet of buttons.
Yeah.
And the packet was facing, like the back of the packet was facing me. I was like, ooh, don't mind if I do. Put my hand in, threw a few on the gob. Orange buttons.
Ooh.
I spat them out immediately. I was like, are these orange?
You don't like.
I like orange.
Novelty flavors.
Of chocolate? No.
Yeah. I would have known already without any. Like, that you would have hated that.
Let's list them off. Chocolate bars. You tell me if you'd eat this.
Okay.
Fruit and nut.
Yep.
Tiffin.
No.
Turkish.
No.
Caramello.
No.
Okay. Well, whole nut.
I wouldn't be happy about it.
Okay. What else do they have that are Dairy Milk ones? I'm going through the list.
I only really will fuck with Dairy Milk.
Classic
and
fruit and nuts.
Maybe fruit and nut.
Hmm. Interesting.
Let me ask you a question on some chocolate bars. Yeah. Because I've taught us some too.
Okay.
Picnic.
No. Too much going on.
There is a lot going on. Snickers.
No. Caramel.
Maltesers.
Yep.
Now, do you suck them or chew them?
Chew.
I like my spine.
So when we go see Trap, you're going to be sitting there. Andy, what are you doing?
If anything, you'll be the one making noise because you're chewing.
I won't be getting Maltesers. You kidding me? Here's what I'll do. I'll get a big bag of opal fruits and stick them all in my mouth at once
fruits.
And be like...
Starburst.
You can still get opal fruits in deals.
No way, really?
You can, yeah.
Wow.
And just, I'll be like, that was actually one to put on my list.
Yeah.
Because I was on the dart on the way over. And no, actually, I was in the lift. Sorry, I was in the lift. And there was a girl chewing. Now, well, you're in a contained tin, you know. There's a girl chewing chewing gum, and she was chewing like a cow, being like,
"That's literally one of my alternates." And then, chewing with mouth open.
Was that directed at me?
No, but you also, but you do it
sometimes.
It doesn't bother me when I'm eating with you, but when I'm not eating and you're eating something,
you do it quite a bit too. Like
me,
yeah,
I. Terry, you're just saying this now to roll me up. I never
you do.
Chew with my mouth
you
open.
You don't realise it because your nose does be so
no,
blocked.
No,
yeah.
I do not.
Yeah.
I will never, never accept that. I do not.
It's what it is, man.
When?
Games night. Yeah.
No, you must be mistaken, friend.
Yeah. No.
Give
me, if you got one more quick one.
I got another one. The widespread. Okay, I have three quick ones. One is wasps. Just
yeah, like I'll get them in. They serve no purpose.
No purpose. Mosquitoes, obviously. I'm riddled. Yeah. The people who park. This is, I talk about this every week. People who park on the road so other cars need to go into the oncoming lane of traffic.
So they don't park on the curb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, 50-50. Like, don't... like it's
don't the, just take up the second lane of traffic.
It's like the idea of, like, I'm just driving on a fairly narrow road and I just stop the car and be like, this is fine.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone else... and, like, the fucking balls on, like, someone to be like, ah, they'll just go around me.
As a new driver, that is exactly what happened. Actually, when I was going to your house to drop off the lawnmower or collect the lawnmower, and that's exactly what happened to me. In some smallest, I was driving by. I was like, "Wait, what?" Like, I had to go around, and then it was oncoming traffic, and I was like, ugh, "You know,
it's very, very irritating." Yeah. And then the last one is, and I only threw this in today: the widespread acceptance of the phrase to unalive someone.
Why? I hate that shit.
Someone,
like,
I seen it on Twitter today and was like,
I thought it was a joke though.
From Brad Pitt thing, like, did he unalive whatever Cliff Booth? Did he unalive his wife? And like, there was absolutely, there was
kill,
a bunch of comments.
Murder.
And not one person's, and we're like, yeah, he did unalive her. And like, there was not one person that said, unalive? Like, can we please stop this?
See, I saw a thing
where did it start? Is that a joke? Like,
I don't know. Something came up and then it was like, somebody was like, the unalivers of the flower moon, like, as a joke.
Okay.
As in, like, this is so ridiculous. What are you talking about? Like, you know.
Why has this been accepted?
Only the last couple of weeks or something, like, murder.
Oh, I've heard it a couple of years.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But, like,
it seems to be,
it's
really
getting bigger.
It's at its apex right now. Like
no one's even saying nothing about it now. Like, you idiots.
I mean, people just make up things.
I'm riled up today.
To say, yeah. It's all those comments you woke up to this morning, man.
And that pipeline punch I just downed.
Yeah, there you go. Can't be good.
But, yeah. Sorry.
So I got two in.
You got two in. I got one in.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
I won.
I mean, I choose to look at it more collaboratively.
But I got more in than you, so.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna do it like that, yeah. I mean, technically, you won.
Great.
But, I mean, technically, okay, yeah, fine. Whatever. All right.
Why don't you tell the good folks out there where they can find us online, Andy?
You can find us on Instagram. You can find us, send us some nice comments. What's so great about pod. You will also find a link there to our Patreon. Now, if you're a patron, not only do you get two extra episodes a month, not only do you get early access to these episodes every week, and not only do you get to shape the direction of these episodes, you put out a comment, we'll do it. Simple as. You also get a plethora, years worth of, frankly, some of our best stuff, where we have
unfiltered
whole series. It's basically like the last few weeks have been, but like for a couple of years. So if you like the new direction of the show, actually tell us how you feel about the new direction of the show. I'd love to get some feedback on that. But if you do like it, you've got years worth.
DM us. Don't put it there on main.
If it's positive, make it public. If it's negative, just DM us.
Yeah. We want to work with you.
Yeah, not against you.
Yeah. Don't want to delete you.
But you get our series, What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, What's So Great About 90s Action, and What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops. A bunch of music episodes, movie
AKA
episodes.
Will Smith's bad movies.
Role play.
Sorry?
I mean, you'd call it that, right?
Pitch meetings? Like,
stuff like that, yeah.
I would not call it role play.
Our ideal scenario and our ideal day, our ideal festival, our perfect day, should I say. All this sort of stuff.
Dream festival, yeah.
Fiverr a month. I mean, we'll love you 10 times more.
You'll get the big L from me behind the paywall, that's for sure. And as Andy is quick to point out, L stands for love.
Not loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you can't afford the €5 a month for the Patreon, well,
goodbye.
But it's not goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. You can do me something else, though. You can give me a rating and a review. Now, Andy,
yeah, sure.
Speaking of ratings and reviews, I gave Deadpool and Wolverine one big fat star out of 5, but I don't want a 1-star review. I want a 5-star review.
Yes, Terry.
It's low hanging fruit there. You know, he's on the can. He's on my can of Coke.
He's everywhere.
Yeah. Can't get away from him. And you know what? I knew I wasn't going crazy because somebody shared the opening to Deadpool 2 on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this looks great. And I it was like they're doing like a Bond spoof thing.
Right.
And it was like, you know, he's on a gun and, you know, all that stuff. And I was like, it looked really good compared to how shit Deadpool and Wolverine looked.
Yeah. How about that?
I'm gonna finish where I started right now.
I'll tell you another thing. I'll
double down on it. You know what? I will say the one thing it has going for it is Hugh Jackman is locked in as Wolverine. Even if the material they give him is kind of crap, he's still pretty good.
Hugh Jackman's great, isn't he?
He is. You know, I'd love to see him back making other movies instead of, you know.
I'd really love to see, what's that one, Logan?
Logan's good.
Yeah,
Logan's
no, I very good.
It's funny.
Be. Is it?
Yeah, it's funny.
It
like,
seemed like quite serious and epic.
Yeah, but it has like kind of...
Doesn't seem like the usual superhero
formula. You know, like you know? The guy who made Walk the Line made it.
Huh.
So, you know.
He's but I think you didn't name him and know
James
every
Mangold.
Fact.
Okay. You want to go through his career?
No,
we can go
no,
through.
No.
Folks, what a career.
We're going to get out of here.
Ford versus Ferrari.
No, no.
You know, Dad Movie Central.
Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.
And
we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. And goodbye.
Goodbye.